Well, it's the Underlay a Clever Choice podcast. It's the Deja Vu episode. Welcome back, people. It's Matt. I'm one of the hosts, and with me is the GM of Clever Choice, as always, Michael Roberts. How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm feeling great, Matt. Feeling energetic, happy, excited.
Absolutely. It's been some beautiful weather on the Gold Coast the last few days, which has been nice.
Oh, spectacular. Finally got to get out on the tractor and the ride on and clear the paddock and not spend my weekend unbogging my equipment.
It rained. I think it rained yesterday for about 2 minutes at my house, which is incredible because for the last couple of weeks, it's felt like all it's done is rain.
Yeah, no, we had beautiful sunshine all weekend. I got 50 new little chicklets running around, so there's a lot of life out on the farm at the moment.
Oh, mate, the land, just the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, it sure is. Yeah. Actually, I said something on the weekend. I was like, this is my full-time job, getting out there, lugging trees around, you know, looking after all the animals. And what do I do for leisure? Hang out with my mates, and we sell floors.
Well, that's it. That's it. The farming is a full-time gig, there's no doubt.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, and yeah, as we sort of said before, I've only got 8 acres, so I've only got a little hobby farm. And people don't realize, you know, the energy that, you know, these farmers go through and the adversity that the weather conditions like that put on them. And it's only been in the last 12 months that I've really now understood what a farming life is all about.
Yeah.
It's 24/7, like every day of the week.
It never ends.
You know, and it's not as simple as just going out and doing the work. Like all the weather conditions, you know, play such a big impact. And as we've sort of spoken about this year with all the rain and humidity and things like that, the cyclones that have come through, that's put me 4 months behind on just the normal everyday work that I've got to do.
Yeah, it never ends, mate. That's why I live in suburbia and shall never leave. Joining us, the third musketeer off the bench, it's becoming more regular, Rodman, Greg Harvey, Queensland sales manager. How are you, mate?
Very well. I also mowed my lawn on the weekend. Was not for leisure or relaxation.
Yes. My wife asked me to mow my lawn, and I said, we've got a 17-year-old son to do that, darling.
Yeah.
And he said, no.
To be fair, the wife was out there and ripped into the backyard by a whippersnit.
Yep.
She does it better than me. It's a lot cleaner. I'll just get it short, whereas she actually gets it nice.
She manicures it.
Yeah. But, yeah. Not enjoyable, that part. But
short not is not necessarily nice. My head is a example of that.
This is true.
Yes, it is. It is
another battle for Brisbane down though.
Yes.
3-3 in the battle for Brisbane.
Yes, absolutely. Never in doubt.
No,
that game was never in doubt.
Nope.
Look, I made a quip in a previous episode that never went to air. That we're going to talk about resilient solutions today.
Resilient solutions, we sure are.
Yeah, because we spoke about the timber solutions last quarter, and this week we're going to talk about resilient solutions. And the Broncos' defense is pretty resilient.
Yeah.
Is it more resilient than the Clever Choice Resilient Solutions range?
No. Nothing's more resilient than the Clever Choice Resilient Flooring Solutions range.
Okay. Good call. I like that. Look, it's with this whole new plan that Clever's got, especially with this new sales Bible that has been developed, we've now managed to break the range, which is quite an elaborate range, into three distinct product ranges.
Correct.
Timber solutions, resilient solutions, and laminate solutions.
Yep.
Michael, probably a good place to start with you because there's a few things happening within this product range especially.
Yes.
And today we sort of want to cover the range, who it's best for, the features and benefits of it, so that people can maybe listen and go, well, that sounds like it might be for me. Now, here's a little spoiler alert. If you've got a pet or you've got a four-year-old kid, it's probably pretty good for you.
Yeah, definitely. And I think definitely doing this sales Bible, you know, the team has put in a lot of work this year in looking at how products sit within a category. And that was probably one of the first tasks was, you know, we had the Hybrid Shield come out last year. You know, and there's a lot of, I guess, controversy, a lot of discussion around where should it sit. So that sort of really prompted us to come back to the marketing team and our sales team and really start to define where products sit. There's been a lot of new products, you know, hybrids just come into the market in the last sort of couple of years. You know, where do all these products fit? And ultimately, we worked it out that we could break it into three main categories. Your laminate solutions, which is anything with, a hard-wearing melamine surface. Your resilient solutions, which we're obviously going to discuss today, which has got your PVC wear layer. And then your timber solutions, which is your coated products. So that was sort of, the defining point that allowed us to look at each category and break it into those three solutions as such.
Yeah.
So touching base on resilient solutions, we did timber solutions last month, last quarter.
Yeah.
Which was really good. You know, we got to break down the oaks, the Australian timbers, bamboo. You know, we really dug into spotted gum.
Oh, we found out you had a deep affinity with spotted gum, which is bordering on the disturbing.
And funny enough, we sold out of spotted gum last quarter.
It's gone.
Really?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
So maybe a lot of other people out there have the same sort of feeling about spotted gum as I did.
I must say, it's a beautiful wood.
Oh. Let's get out.
And let's leave it at there, please. Let's leave it there.
In saying that, you know, we have that black butt and spotted gum colours throughout all our resilient solutions range as well. So what is resilient solutions? It is a PVC wear layer top. So under those categories is your vinyl and your hybrids.
Just leaving you there, Mike.
Yeah.
Greg.
Yes.
You're on the front lines, more so than Michael, even though Michael is on the front lines as well. But so when you're going in and you're going to talk about this product range, what's your favourite product in the range?
For me at the moment, my favourite range is your 9mm hybrid because I don't do inspections on it and it doesn't cause me any headaches, which for me as a salesperson for anything, whether you're a retail salesperson, whether you're in our job, whether you're in Michael's job, You want to be putting out products that aren't going to cause you headaches. You want products out there that are going to cover you for a lot of different things, which is what the 9mm hybrid does. Hybrid in general, I think, is a good category. I think some people have oversold it. Some people have overpromised and underdelivered on it. But for me, the 9mm hybrid ticks a lot of boxes. It gives a lot more protection than your thinner hybrid products and you still get a nice visual effect out of it as well. So I think it ticks a lot of boxes and gives you a lot less problems than other flooring solutions that are on the market. So it's fast becoming my favourite. We're about to introduce some new ranges across both the vinyl and the hybrid categories, one of which I think will be my new favourite, just because I've had a lot of experience laying it. And also I know that that's a market that we can really excel in, which is your 5mm vinyl planks. So I think moving forward, both our 9mm hybrid and our 5mm vinyl planks will be on par as my two favourites.
I second that. The hybrid 9mm is definitely, and you know, the word that we use to categorise the range is superior, and it is proving to be our superior product. Superior in its strength, locking system, you know, customer expectation. You know, like Greg said, it is just one of those products that has come into the market. It was thicker than everyone else's. We in the very early stages were one of the first to push up to 9mm. You know, because we talk a lot here about installation and about correct practices, and you know, we're all aware of the shortfalls within the industry. So the 9mm sort of, allows some of those shortcomings in the installation process. Obviously, we know that's getting a lot better now, but just that extra clicking strength, the ability for the product to push the boundaries as far as all the installation guides. It's got, you know, one of the biggest raft sizes. It's got one of the smallest expansion gaps. You know, so all the actual installation features, you know, allow it to be laid in bigger areas and perform.
I don't want to get mistaken here, but we always talk about floor prep.
Yep.
It sounds like what you're saying is that the 9mm hybrid might be a way to get around not the best floor prep.
I don't want to sort of go outside of what we preach every day, that floor prep is the most important thing.
But that's what I'm trying to get to, is that it sounds like it could, you still got a floor prep.
Oh, 100%. And that's the thing. It's less risk.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the word that I'm going to use because, you know, every floor should have floor prep. You know, we say this all the time. You can't afford floor prep. You can't afford your floor.
Yeah.
But there's many other reasons, you know, going over tiles, going over yellow tongue. So, you know, for instance, in a two-story home, upstairs might be yellow tongue. So there might be a little bit of flex in that yellow tongue that, you know, is sort of there. So you need to have a product, you know, they might do all the prep, level it all and do all that. But over time, there could be a bit of sag that happened. There's things that happen. So from an insurance point of view, the Hybrid Superior 9mm, you know, just gives you that extra peace of mind that it's going to last. Direct sunlight is probably the biggest enemy. You know, we all talk on these hybrids and vinyls about waterproof, right? There's no doubt that they're waterproof because of their PVC base. But really what we don't talk about is the direct sunlight, you know, and the other element that's pretty harsh here in Australia, which is our heat. Mm. You know, we're one of the hottest countries, you know, in the world. We have a lot of drought. We have a lot of direct sunlight. We've got coastal, so we've got people that are living, you know, looking at oceans and things like that. So there's definitely that heat source that we've found that the 9mm overcomes a lot of those challenges that some of the 6mm out in the market have.
Greg?
Yeah, I think like covering off on as many products as we're going to have in this Resilient Solutions range now is beneficial in the sense that you're going to have ones that are going to perform in all different sort of aspects. And I think like going through the recent sales Bible that we've made, it covers off on a lot of different points. It gets very specific and very pointed and targeted at flooring as a whole, but it's pretty generic the way that they must be treated, must be installed, must be cared for, the house conditions, things like that. It's all very similar. But also you've got products within those categories that are going to lower the risk. As Michael says, it doesn't eliminate the risk, but direct sunlight, a vinyl is not going to react as bad as a floating floor. And then you've got situations where a floating floor will react better than a vinyl, a timber will react better than a resilient solution. A laminate will outperform a resilient solution, but then you've got other situations where resilient will outperform laminate. So I think it's all situation based. And I think as a consumer, I think it's important to lower your risk. You're never going to have a risk-free floor. There's always risks that are involved. It's about not eliminating but reducing the risk involved within the house, and that's how you're going to get your best results. And like Michael said, upstairs with yellow tongue, the expansion rates are smaller. We've noticed that the hybrid on yellow tongue can, when it expands, give you issues there, whereas the 9mm with the lower expansions rate don't. If you've got a bit of flex in the yellow tongue, it doesn't. Downstairs, no one wants to scotia their kitchen. You can leave your 3mm gap in silicon, the 9mm. Plenty of different options through our ranges where you can sort of change gears and shift through and find the perfect product for each situation. And that's one thing that we've done really well. And I think that's where grouping it into three different categories like we have, it's very pointed, it's very targeted, and it you'll find out where someone sits pretty quickly.
And that's an important point. The 9mm hybrid is the only floating floor product on the market that we warrant for silicon, you know, around some of the thresholds. So if you've got, you know, steel frames, so things like a lot of the units now have steel frames, you can't undercut them. Mm. So there is no other option but to run a silicon. A lot of people around the kitchens, you know, don't want, you know, a scotia. You know, to most people's words, it looks ugly, you know, so you can run C-trims and things like that. So we still, you know, recommend, you know, skirtings on and off and perimeter gaps, and, you know, we don't ever want to see a restriction of movement. But there's certain areas where it has to be done, you know, and that's the advantage, I guess, vinyl, which is the other Resilient Solutions product, which can be silicon the whole way around. The hybrid 9mm is the only product that I'm aware of on the market that, you know, one, warrants it, and two, performs with it. You know, there's some people out there, oh yeah, we do it, and then a year later they go and change their insulation guides. So we put a lot of time and research development into the Superior before we did announce that, to make sure that once we said that was okay, it was going to perform.
Yeah.
And now 12 months on, it's performing and not giving any issues. So the other exciting thing about the 9mm is another new 14 colors coming into the range. So they're actually getting loaded into containers as we speak. And the great thing about these 14 colors is it's like a 4-in-1 solution that's coming through. And that's the part I'm excited about the most, is that these 14 colors go across our 9mm range, our 7.5mm, which is our upgrade now from our 6mm. The one that I think Greg's going to talk about a lot, which is going to be his new favorite, which is the new 5mm vinyl. So those 14 colors are across that solution as well. And the new and exciting Chevron. So I guess one range of our best, newest, latest 14 colors now goes across four different flooring ranges. So that's pretty exciting.
So if correct me if I'm wrong, but then you could have a different product downstairs and a different product upstairs, but it's the same color and no one really know the difference.
Correct. And yeah, some people have done it with other products. However, the finishes are different. So you can notice a difference in the finish or the sheen levels, things like that, from when you do transition. But one thing that we've done is we've kept a super matte finish. The surface is essentially going to look visually very similar, if not exact, across the range. So when you transition between those areas, as Michael said before, and as I touched on with the kitchens, a lot of people want that nice clean finish. So you can put your vinyl downstairs, you can clean finish it everywhere, you don't have any issues with that. And then you can use your hybrid on your stairs, which is a lot easier to put on stairs with the matching stair nosings, the pre-made stair nosing options that we have. You can fit out your stairs nicely, whereas with the vinyl, it's a lot harder to prepare stairs for vinyl than it is for hybrid. So it makes your stair labor less. It makes it, the way that you have to do your stairs a lot easier. Then you can flow that to upstairs as well, whether you want to put it all upstairs, whether you want to put carpet in the bedrooms and just use the thoroughfares for a hybrid. As you say, you can transition a whole house with the same color throughout. You don't have to sit there and worry about doing different options or anything like that. And you know the wear layers are the same, so it'll perform the same, whether it's on the downstairs, the stairs, or upstairs.
And you could run a beautiful chevron straight for your entryway, so which we find predominantly your herringbones and chevrons are used for, say, a feature room or even, you know, a formal living area or something like that. So ultimately, you can have that same color running in four different products through the house to create different zones, features, and which products better suited. You know, I'll give a shout out to one of our stores, Yalla, down in New South Wales. He told me last week that the house picks the floor, you know, and I sort of thought about that and I thought he's right. You know, you go into someone's home and they've obviously got a color, and that's what's great, I think, about this, you know, 4-in-1 solution that we've got coming through now, is they've come into the store and, you know, they're falling in love with the color. And ultimately they think they want hybrid or they think they want vinyl because that's what, you know, someone's told them or that's their perception. But then when the sales rep goes out to the home, for whatever reason, a different product's better suited. Or like Greg said, you know, certain products are better suited, say, to go on a concrete slab than on, say, yellow tongue, you know, or it's an old Queenslander, or for whatever reason, this now gives you the option of picking the right floor for the home. You know, whether or not it's in the bottom of a valley and it's a damp home or it's in the top of the hill. So, yeah, definitely we're really excited about this new range coming through, which is going to be, you know, getting out to stores within the next 4 to 6 weeks. And as Greg said, the other thing that's pretty exciting is it comes with matching stair noses, comes with matching Scotia. We've got a whole new range of accessory trims coming through as well. So, yeah, it's really exciting.
It's a big year. There's a lot happening from a product perspective. And it's quite interesting because I distinctly remember a conversation with one of the buying groups, one of your big partners.
Yep.
Pretty sure it was Anderson's. And their feedback to you guys was you had too much choice.
Correct.
But you're bringing more in. But it's very pointed in what it's for.
You're right. And it was one thing in that meeting that really resonated was, and I guess you go into some stores and they've got too much choice, too many ranges. And you're right, it was Anderson's. And they said, you know, less is more. And I think that was also the inspiration of this. Like when you're trying to develop colors, you pick, say, your best 12, 14 colors, And then if you're going to do three or four ranges at the same time, you then try and create these variations of those colors just to create more colors. But ultimately, they were the best 12 or 14 colors. So why all of a sudden create 100 colors? Now, we know that obviously all the trends and, you know, the way that social media and Pinterest and all that is now is trends are changing anyway. You know, every sort of 2 to 3 years, we're finding now we're sort of more into the earth tones. We're back towards the black butts, the spotted gums, you know, the natural oaks. Two, three years ago, we're on the whites and the grays. So we're going to change anyway. So I think ultimately, you know, they were right. And by us only having this, in essence, one color palette, but across four ranges, it means we can have only one set of samples in a shop, but then pick which solution then works. So, you know, it does really allow us to refine that space within the store to then give a customer a more defined option or choice.
So it's quite interesting because what you say there is that whilst you've expanded the range, you've limited the options, which then makes the range smaller.
Well, correct.
What defines it? Like if you say, because what you're saying is we might have five ranges, but every range has got 12 different colors.
Yes.
So we've then effectively got 60
correct
options. But now we're saying, no, well, we've got 14 colors.
14.
And that's it. And it's across the ranges. But, you know, the ranges are relevant. You just pick what product's best for you. Yes. I think sometimes it's not so much the product itself that confuses it. It's the amount of options from a color perspective that confuses it.
Oh, 100%. And I guess that's been the best part about getting on the road this year and getting back out amongst it. And I sort of missed that for the last 2 years, spending most of the time building, you know, the infrastructure with Clever Choice, getting the team right, you know, expanding into Queensland, then expanding into Melbourne. It got me, I guess, a little bit out of touch. So being back on the road, you sort of see that a lot of the stores that have gone that simplistic approach where, again, less is more, I find there's more than enough choice for customers in store compared to going to a store that has every single supplier. Like they would have 1,000 different vinyls.
Mm.
Well, the customer knows when you see one plank of vinyl, you know what the other plank looks like. Really, they just want a choice of colors. And I think that becomes overwhelming. I know definitely for myself, going around to a lot of the stores, when you go in and just see 50 different suppliers in one store, you just think, I'm even overwhelmed. I can't even find my own products within the store.
So Greg, when you walk into a store, do you think that the fact that there is now only 14 colors is a massive benefit?
Yeah, well, I think it's a lot of the issues for retail salespeople is, so as Michael said, some of them have got 50 different lots of samples in their shop, yet I can guarantee you each salesperson probably has 2 to 3 max that they'll show people with confidence. The trouble you have of having too many ranges in your shop is that if it's color-based and they go to a product that's in there just because it's in there and you don't trust that product, then you're at the mercy of that product. Whereas, as Michael said, we can, with less less colors and just making sure that they cross over ranges, we can make sure our display is more impactful. We can have the different boards there so that they can see the difference. But obviously, once they fall in love with a color, that's it. And it's already a daunting prospect sometimes for people to have salespeople come into their home. Like I know not everyone's comfortable with just having some random guy that they've met in a shop for 5 minutes walk into their house and things like that. And the same for a retail salesperson going into someone's house. They don't know whether they're going to gel with that person. So there is the anxiety around it for both the end customer and the retail salesperson. But if you've got one book of samples that you have to carry in, you're not having to carry in four books. You're not having to fumble your notepad, your pen, everything like that. So the salesperson is going to be more confident walking into the house with one range, one set of samples. Once he's done the measuring, it's about, okay, pick a color. They don't have 5 or 6 different ranges there they have to choose from. They don't have to worry about, is vinyl better for me? Is hybrid better for me? The salesman can do all that work. They understand what's the best solution. Now it's about pick a color.
Yeah.
So what we've done is we've tried to simplify it for not only ourselves, but the retail salesperson, the end consumer, and the overall in-home experience, where ultimately this is where the flooring game ends up, is those decisions get made in the house. So by simplifying that process and taking away some of the anxiety for that, for both the end consumer and the retail salesperson, it's simplified it. It's made it better. It's made it clever. And that's what we've aimed to do here. And I think, as like all of us know, it all comes down to color. And then if you get told, okay, your vinyl is going to be better suited for this house because of X, Y, Z, then you're going to go with the vinyl. If someone says your house is better for a hybrid because of X, Y, Z, you're going to go with that. Or as you say, if you've got a two-story house and they say, look, we can save you a few dollars by doing this on the stairs and upstairs because your preparation costs are lower, then you're like, happy days, I'm saving money, but I'm still getting what I want.
I think it allows the sales rep, you know, the assessor, whatever, you know, job description they call themselves when they're going out to the home, to actually spend more time on the site assessment. You know, it's a big thing that, you know, we've really discussed and put into our sales Bible this year, is around that site assessment. And I think before, so much time was wasted, you know, going through multiple books, helping the customer pick their colors and, you know, what's better for them. And, oh, if you pick this range, that's a hybrid, so you have to use that. Or if you pick this, it's a vinyl, then you have to use that. So it really, alienated the choice. Whereas now, with this solution, you know, knowing that these colors are on trend, they can easily leave that with the client to have their selection look in different sunlights and things like that, while then the rep has the time to go and actually assess the site, you know, do a walk around the perimeter, you know, ask the questions about, you know, when it does rain heavily, where does water sit, or, you know, when it's dry, or during the day, do you leave the blinds up? So look at all these site assessments and then work out, okay, is it a concrete slab? Is it yellow tongue? How much leveling? You know, get the level out and talk about the leveling and really take the time to go through the installation process, because you're not going through 50 different, you know, options or choices and all that. The customer, you know, can just pick one and then the rep then can make the right choice for which flooring type's better. Ultimately, you know, you're a customer. You don't care whether it's vinyl or hybred. You know, you just want a floor that's best for your home.
I guess from a design perspective, though, and we can shift even to a commercial perspective, to a project-based thing, where architects are looking at a project and they're trying to put maybe design features and that this here is an absolute winner. Where they can just go, well, the color we're picking is spotted gum.
Yep.
And we can have hybrid here, we can have vinyl here, we can have a chevron there, and we're done.
Well, I was just actually went down and saw one of the architects that I work with on the Gold Coast that specifies a lot of our products through all the multi high rise developments. And we just had this exact same discussion, you know, from a design perspective. And you're talking about projects that take 3 or 4 years, you know, to get off the ground. So ultimately, you got, you know, your architects and designers who are sculpturing the building. Then you got your color people coming in and creating the colors. You got your budgeting people. Then, you know, so there's a whole process. So that was the best part about showing this range to them the other day was, here's a book. Just go through the process. Really, the cost of installing both, you know, and Greg could probably talk about this more, isn't a great deal of difference. You know, yes, there's advantages, you know, say over yellow tongue, you know, or over concrete for one or the other, but ultimately, you know, on the right sort of subfloor and after it's all been prepped, the installation's nearly the same. So then they can go through their process from a development point or from a building perspective and, okay, we can specify that, and ultimately once we get close, we can then start working out the finer details. You know, multi-residential living, you know, same sort of thing. Whether they're single-story dwellings or double-story dwellings, you know, then when they get off the ground, we can start moving through them. So there's a lot of advantages in this range. I think, Greg, why is the new 5mm going to become one of your favourites?
Well, I guess, like, I've had a lot of experience installing vinyl planks, like, towards the back end of my laying career. I did a lot of vinyl planks, a bit easier on the body than kicking out rooms of carpet and things like that. So I like it a bit more. And in saying that, our 2.5mm vinyl plank range, I love just as much. But there's a perception. There's a perception thing out there that thicker is better. And while some there are some aspects where you get a benefit out of it, it's the gap between the two isn't as far as what they think.
Yeah.
But that perception, not only from end users, but from salespeople as well, stores in general, they'd rather just run with the 5mm plank because it's an easier sell. It's a category that I think was our obvious next evolution. Like we've done really well with our timber solutions. We've done really well out of the hybrid market while that's been humming along. Our laminates have been very trusty, which has been good. But vinyl plank is probably still in the resilient solutions is probably still the biggest category. And I think will be the longest lasting category. Just around the fact that you can replace a single board if you have to, you don't need all the accessories. You can have a cleaner finish, things like that. It's a lot more appealing to the end user, and it's a lot easier sell for the stores. And I think whilst you don't have that 5mm, you're probably leaving a lot of money on the table without actually taking away from any of our current product ranges.
Yeah.
So I think there's a massive market there for it. And I think what a lot of people do is they miss the price point and they miss the color bank. One thing here at Clever we've always done, which was a massive reason as to why I signed on to come to the company, is that we have the best colours on the market. I happily say that because I've sold everyone's colours.
Sean does a great job there, doesn't he, him and the product team?
And that's the thing. Look, with the colours, that's the hardest part of the sell, is if you can get the colour right, you've won the job, essentially. And as Michael said, rather than confuse it, find the best 14 colours that are going to be the most popular for 80 to 90% of the population. Run with that, get that right. There's half your battle won. But then obviously the next battle that you go to is the quotation itself, pricing the job and things like that. And one good thing that Sean, the team, Michael, everyone's really good on is we get feedback from our customers, from our competitors' products and things like that. We know what prices work and we know what we have to do when entering these categories, where we have to sort of get to make these things as appealing as we possibly can do. And that's where us as salespeople, we can go back and say, okay, well, these are going to be our main competitors. These are probably the most comparable products that we've got. This is what pricing they're at. If we're going to introduce this range, obviously we need to make sure the colors are right, which they always do. This is the price point we need to get to. And if we get to that sort of price point, this product's going to blow up. And that's one thing with the 5mm. Look, I'm confident that we're going to hit the price point. We're going to hit the color bank. We're going to hit the board profile as well. We haven't tried to overcomplicate it or reinvent the wheel or anything like that. We've made a super matte finish, which is more appealing. Three times as many patterns. Just the dryback surface where the glue adheres to a lot better. It's the finer details that you don't see on top of the plank as well sometimes. The core of the plank, the underneath of the plank, which is what makes it successful in the home. So we've nailed the brief in regards to the product, the colour, the price point and things like that, which is why it's so appealing to me and why I'm so excited about seeing it come through, because it's going to fill up the bank account quite nice, I think.
That leads on to the next thing, I guess, floating versus direct stick. Seems to be one of the major topics that gets brought up. So I guess from what you're saying, you know, the vinyl being a direct stick product versus floating being the hybrid sort of products. Is there any advantages or disadvantages, you know, that people should know about either?
I think, as I say, each product has its different spot and the house will determine what goes where. The benefit on the surface doesn't change a hell of a lot between any of our resilient solutions. You've got a 0.5mm wear layer on all of the products. So essentially that surface layer is going to perform the same.
Yep.
Again, it comes down to, like, floating floors, especially the hybrids with the underlay attached to them, thermally, acoustically, and that sort of stuff will give you a lot more benefit than a direct stick vinyl will.
Yep.
Same time, if you got a vinyl, if you got, you know, you got kids that are a bit wild, you got pets that are inside all the time and things like that, even though it's the same wear layer, it still can be scratched.
Yeah.
So if you've got a heap of pets, you've got a heap of kids and that sort of stuff running through, and you think, oh, they're going to treat my nice new floor like garbage, you give yourself that insurance. Whereas if you've got two people that live in the house, no pets, thermally, acoustically, you get the benefits. You don't need the protection of having to replace a board if you need to, things like that. So not only the house dictates what floor's better, but the living situation. Is it a family of six? Is it a family of two? Are you at work 9 till 5 and then out with your friends most of the weekend? Like, how often are you in this house? How's the house going to get treated? So each of them have got different features which will benefit different types of people, different types of houses. And that's where I think even the difference between a 2.5 and a 5 mil vinyl plank, like I think people think that there's so much different between the two. The preparation essentially is the same.
Yeah.
The wear layer on top is the same. The ease of replacement is the same. Acoustically and thermally, whilst there is a benefit from a 5 mil product, isn't that great?
Yeah.
To dictate and warrant how much people overlook the 2.5 mil as a product. And that's the thing. Like, I'm super excited about the 5 mil coming in, but I also understand that we have a really, really good 2.5 mil plank, which we've seen a lot of it go out with very little issues.
Correct.
Again, we realized we missed the price point probably by a couple of dollars. So we adjusted. We came back with a better price. We've just introduced a lower price on our product. Nothing's changed. It still is as good as it ever was. But we understand
the market.
We understand the market and where we need to be. We've listened to the feedback. We've acted on that feedback, and we're doing the same with the 5 mil plank. So, yep. But I think you need to have those bases covered. Like you say, with the 9 mil, it's superior. It's the same as the 6, but superior. It's got better features. It performs better. Things like that. And that's why with the vinyl, you need to do the same thing. It's why we do the same with the timber, where you've got a 12 mil solution or a 20 mil solution. You've got an oak or an Aussie timber. You need to add in these ranges so you tick all boxes. So no matter what house that these salespeople are going to, they can sell a clever product.
Yeah. So the other new feature that's coming out in this range, which I guess Sean, if he was here, would be very, very excited to announce to the market, is the triple pattern repeat. So ultimately, you know, the biggest thing that people always ask, oh, what's the pattern repeat? You know, I don't think a lot of people understand the true pattern repeats, the variations, how all that works. But you know, it's another thing we've really tried to explain in our new sales bubble, the new train that's getting out to our stores and through social media, through to the public as well, is around that pattern repeat. So ultimately, most products that come out, you know, depending on the width of the board, will have 4 or 5 patterns. You know, so if you've got a knot in a board, then it's, you know, in a position. Sometimes, depending on the size of the paper compared to the plank, that knot may move a bit, but ultimately it's still there. So by running now our triple pattern repeat means that we're basically running 3 duplicate production lines. So we're actually truly got 3 separate patterns that we then blend together with some variation. So now we can get up to about 25 square meters, so a whole room, without seeing the same feature in the same spot throughout that whole room. So that's actually, to me, one of the most exciting things. So we talk about obviously the 4-in-1 solutions and all the colors, but now being able to throw that pattern on repeat in, how's that a game changer, Greg?
Well, I think, like we've said about the hybrid shield, like we've said a lot of, we want to give these salespeople different features to sell. You want to be able to sell a story. I'm selling you this product because of X, Y, Z. And a lot of people don't think about the patterns, and a lot of people just see it as, okay, it's going to look like wood. But it doesn't look like wood if you've got the same planks sitting next to each other or up to each other, because that's not like wood. Whereas, as you say, if you've got up to 25 square meters where you cannot see the exact same knot in the exact same place, it still looks like the same tree, but it just looks like it's been milled in different spots or things like that. So I think it gives you more of a natural look, which a lot of people, they want the timber, but either their circumstances don't allow, their budget doesn't allow, things like that. The house will always allow, you can make it work, whatever. But sometimes you've got budget restrictions or lifestyle restrictions where you can't get timber. So people have to revert back to your plastic options, to your laminate options, things like that. But then they actually get to go, well, it's going to look, we're getting a product that's going to look as much like the real thing as we possibly can, which, again, it ticks another box for them. It adds to the story of why these products are going to be the best for their house.
The other thing that we've done in that, I guess, with the triple pattern repeat is going a higher grade. Why are we going down that path?
Oh, so just so you can reduce the amount of features within the product, much like our Oak Perfecto in the timber ranges and things like that. We've got a higher grade of timber there. You get a much cleaner finish, which a lot of people want that too. They want the nice, clean, neutral tone through the house, and that's why the greys and the whites have gone, because you had to add a lot of feature in, whereas a lot of it now has gone back to your neutral tone so they can reduce the feature, make it a nice, cleaner finish, and essentially make it complement the house without being overpowering within the space.
The other thing I noticed the other day was when I was in one of the shops, they had both timber. You know, we see a lot of display floors and all that in the shops, which is really great because not only do you see the colour, but then you get to see the finish. And one of the things that really stood out to me was right below the window was the vinyl plank, and then behind it was the timber. And we're standing there talking and, you know, talking about our products and all that. And the sun shined in. And you could really see for what, and I don't know whose range of vinyl it was, that's irrelevant, but it was real. You could tell that it was plastic. Like you could tell by the shine that it was a plastic floor. And, you know, it was a really nice plank, don't get me wrong. And then the timber just didn't have that reflectiveness. So the other feature that is also in this product now is our super matte finish. And I guess that's the part that really excites me, is that now you're not going to get that plastic shine. And that's been, I guess, the only downfall for me. Like, I'm a true blue timber guy. You know, I started cabinet making when I was 12 years old, got into the trade by laying raw timber. So, you know, my whole life and career has been playing with timber, working with timber. And, you know, I really, really like that. And then, you know, just recently with the, I guess, the business growing where it's going, we've had to get into, I guess, the resilient solutions. From a business and I guess a customer perspective, that I can now see the advantages of the different products, but I've never been a fan of it. You know, I still call it plastic flooring. I go, oh, you want this plastic flooring, you know, because ultimately that's what it is. You know, hands down, I would find a way to get timber into any home that I sold, because ultimately that's what customers want. They want a timber floor. Now, you know, we've resilient solutions, laminate solutions. We're obviously replicating these products. And, you know, we talk about a lot of the benefits of why. And I'm, you know, really started to come around and see that timber isn't always the best solution for every household. You know, we said the house picks the floor. But ultimately, I want it to look as much like real timber as possible. So the super matte finish for me, you know, that's the kicker. You know, having the sun come in and not have that plastic reflective sort of look, you know, it just makes it look, along with what Greg said, you know, with the higher features, with the more patterns and all that, to then also have a super matte finish. And that's probably been one of the delays in this product. And it's funny when you start looking at developing a new product, it's like, okay, we need the extra patterns, you know, and then the extra patterns come in. Then all of a sudden when you're producing it, you're like, oh, maybe if we variant this. So then you're like, okay, let's add this feature in. And then all of a sudden you have different light reflection coming off the different patterns. And it's like, what about if we do a super matte finish? And, you know, all these things, which I guess, you know, is what makes Sean so great at what he does. It all doesn't keep us sales guys happy.
So my question is, because it always comes back to, we talk a lot about Sean and the product team, right? Because they are tirelessly working to produce these new products and new features and benefits for the end user. But what was the deciding, what made you guys decide that you needed super matte? Was that through feedback, or was that internal, or was that the market, or was that, because
I think all of the above,
Matt. Yeah, right. Yeah,
I think you know, part of the production process of being able to have so many different pattern repeats. Because every time you run, I guess, a different pattern, it can have different reflection of light. So I guess from a necessity point of view, to allow the three patterns, you know, to come together, it was, okay, we need to put another coating over this. Then it was, what's the market demanding? And again, like I said, you know, I'm always pushing, you know, and again, that's where us sales team and the fact the product team really do value what we say, is I'm always pushing, I want to sell timber, you know, I push timber because that's what the market wants. So then the product team have got to listen and go, okay, how do we make this look more like timber? And ultimately, you know, things like what I said that saw the other day in the shop, that reflection of light, you know, where one does look shiny compared to one looking matte, I think that's also a big factor in there, that the product team are thinking, okay, how do we make this look and feel like real timber? Because ultimately that's the goal, right? We're trying to, with all the laminate solutions, the resilient solutions, we're trying to replicate a timber floor.
So you say, oh, this plastic flooring.
Yeah.
But everyone else goes timber floors.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether it's a plank whether it's hardwood timber.
Yep.
Everyone's saying, well, I want my timber flooring.
Yep.
Regardless if it's vinyl, doesn't matter. It's the market saying timber flooring. So let's make it look as much as timber as we can.
Correct.
And the better we are at that, the better it is for everyone.
It gives the end customer a lot more option, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, for someone who doesn't really know, say, for instance, yourself going into a shop, you know, again, you've come in asking for timber floors. Mm. You just want the best looking timber plank floor that you can get.
Mm.
Now, again, from what Greg said, you know, if a family or the home, you know, we'll use this point, the house picks the floor. Now, in saying that, it's the environment, it's the family orientation. Like Greg said, if you've got kids, if you've got pets. So ultimately now I could sell you a resilient solution flooring that keeps me happy because it looks like real timber. And you're going to be a lot happier because when you're sitting there and the sun's shining through, you're not going to have that plastic look that you really don't know what it is. But your eyes, you know, naturally pick up on things. You know, we've had Emma, we've had a couple of designers come on and they've spoken about different things within the home that you don't know. You know, I think one of it that actually draws a lot of memories to me now is having a chair or a lounge in the middle of your lounge room and people walking behind you that you never feel relaxed because you don't know what's happening behind. So now I'm actually very conscious when I sit down that my back's to a wall and I actually feel a lot more comfortable. And I never picked up on those. So there are little things like that that you don't know, but it makes you feel more comfortable, you know. And that's what we're trying to take that next step of we're trying to make the end user feel more comfortable in their own home.
So these new products, when are they hitting? That's the big question.
It's been the big question for the last 4 months. Lucky you're asking me and not Greg. The great news is the fact that we do have our own product team in China. So we're getting daily updates. They're actually being put into boxes and loaded on pallets into containers as we're speaking. So we're less than 4 weeks away now from these products actually hitting. I think, where are we? We're in April. So by the end of May, the guys are going to be getting it out to stores. So stay tuned.
It's exciting.
It's very exciting.
So, Greg, you look like you've been waiting for this for a while.
Oh, I've been carrying like a two-bob watch.
He does that well.
Oh, it's like, because I'm one of those people, I don't like to sit still. I just want to keep growing, whether it be as a person, whether it be as a salesperson, as a company, whatever. I just want to keep growing. And I see this as a massive opportunity for us, and I see this as a massive opportunity for our stores and our and even the end customers to really get their hands on something that's priced well, that's going to be awesome for their house. But in saying that, I carry on as more than anyone else within the company. I think anyone would say the same thing.
It's called passion, mate.
But at the same time, I'd much rather this product land here in Australia with all of these features that they've picked up along the way. As Michael said, the delays are worth it when you get your product that's right.
Yeah.
I'd much rather it get here with the super matte finish than without it. I'd much rather it get here with the higher grade finish than without it. I'd much rather it get here with the triple pattern repeat than without it. So if we've had to wait a little bit longer for it, it's going to be worth it knowing that we've got a product that's been well thought out and is going to deliver on all the key points once it gets here. And I think that's what they've managed to do.
Yeah.
And in 3 months' time, when my numbers are up, my pockets are full, I won't care how long it took to get here.
No, it won't matter.
It'll be singing from the rooftops.
And I think that the reason it's taking so long is because you want to get it right as well. So you want to go to market with the right product. Yeah. And sometimes the delay is worth it in the end if you land the right product. I think we didn't touch on it. I heard a sneaking little rumor about the chevron and the herringbone.
Yes.
About an ease of laying in this, because in the past it's obviously, it could be a bit tricky, right?
Yeah.
And a lot more time consuming, a lot more expensive. But with the new ranges, there seems to be a bit more of an ease of laying those tricky patterns.
Yeah, I think you know, we've seen the herringbone in our hybrid shield range be a really big success for us. But I guess the feedback is that not everyone can do it. So the people who are successful in it are the people who have got the installers that have had experience in laying a herringbone. Now, ultimately, herringbone, every individual piece needs to be laid. So you need to, I guess, measure your room out. You need to find your centers. You need to create your triangle starting patterns. There's a lot of, I guess, a whole day in nearly setting a room out. So that obviously has to be factored in as far as a price perspective. And then not only do you then say, okay, it's going to be 30% slower. I'm just throwing some ballpark figures around just from laying experience. You then got wastage because every piece running up the side needs to be cut off. Not every piece can be used. So, you know, then you've got about a 30% wastage aspect as well. So you're talking about a product that ultimately the product itself may be a similar price. You know, the extra labor cost and the extra wastage, you know, does put it into that next price bracket. The great news is the herringbone looks spectacular. You know, you see the images, you know, that we put out there and the people who really get behind it and know how to lay it. It's only 30% more, but it's 100% better looking. You know, like you get a nice herringbone floor and it just looks spectacular. I think it can really be a masterpiece of the home. So with this range, what we've gone is gone something different and gone the chevron pattern. We've made these in a large plank form. So we've reduced the amount of labor. We've run a 45 degree angle on the ends. So some people have done this in the past and they've squared off the ends, which you can see that fake line because it's a 45 degree angle and then all of a sudden there's a square cut every meter, you know, so it really does look fake. So with this range, we've created the hybrid core. But then in essence, we've laid several chevron patterns onto the one board and then we've mounted at 45 at each end. So as the boards are laid, you don't see that join within it. The other thing is your offcut at the end, similar to a plank, then becomes your start piece for your next row. So we've actually got it down to, you know, probably just over 10, maybe 15% wastage, depending on the layout of the room. So, you know, getting very close to basically the price of laying a plank, you can now have that chevron look. So, again, you know, listening to the market, listening to, you know, the feedback that's coming back is, one, herringbone's very hard to lay. So there's not the skill level, you know, in every area that can do it. And two, it puts it into another price bracket. So we've been able to produce the same sort of look, but keeping it in line with, you know, the expertise that's out there as far as installation goes and then also the affordability. So yeah. I'm pretty chuffed about it. I don't know about you, Greg.
Yeah, they're probably the two main points for me is the affordability of it and the time. Just the fact that, as Michael said, when you've got something that's 30% slower, if you're talking a whole house, that can mean the difference between 1 to 2 days that people have to work around the floor being incomplete, may have to get extra accommodation to be out of the house, things like that, whereas that eliminates that. So it makes it more like laying a true plank, which means you're going to be in and out quicker. The home is disrupted for less time. And then the layers aren't asking for a double lay rate. What we see most of the time with a herringbone floor, individual piece floor, is that you get your normal standard straight board laying price and then you pretty much have to double it for herringbone. So whilst people love the visual effect of herringbone, as soon as they get the quote, they hate it because it's just not viable for some people, whereas this has made it easier for the installers. It takes a lot less skill to do it this way. It eliminates the amount of time people have to be out of their house and it's more cost effective. So, again, it's just a way to tick more boxes so that someone can get what they want but be more reasonable about it.
It sounds it's only positive for the new Resilient Solutions range, really.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, we've already got the existing ranges. So as Greg mentioned, you know, our Vinyl Touch, the 2.5, is going really, really well. So we're very happy with that range. The Hybrid Fusion XL, 6mm. So we've reduced some of the colors in that. So, again, you know, we've listened to the market. We've come back to the top 8 colors. Got rid of some of the slowing moving colours. And the existing hybrid superior 9mm, you know, going as strong as ever. So you know, with that plus the 14 colours, you know, we're going to have 22 colours in that 9mm range. So, again, you know, I can understand why Greg's so excited about this range, to have one range with 22 colours. Now, ultimately, as the new ones come in, that may sort of reduce a bit. But, yeah, it's an exciting time for us. You know, our Resilient Solutions range I don't think could be any stronger than what it's going to be. Ticking all the boxes with all those, you know, a 2.5mm vinyl, 5mm vinyl, 6mm hybrid, 7.5mm hybrid, 9mm hybrid, 9mm chevron, one of the most extensive ranges with a smaller footprint, you know, and that's sort of the key as well, is being able to have all that with a smaller footprint inside the shop to make it easier for the customer.
Yeah,
it's exciting. I'm really pumped.
Yeah. And it's, you know, all we do now is we look forward to the end of May. Michael's promised the end of May now. And people, please reach out to, you know, your rep to find out more about Resilient Solutions and what's happening in the future, because it's exciting. Greg is looking over the moon at the prospect of it. Gentlemen, it's been good. We've covered a lot today. It's a big range.
Yeah, it's huge, huge range. A lot of features. Some of the features, you know, really haven't been seen before.
Yep.
And, you know, we've got so much exciting things, like we said, with the sales Bible as well.
I was going to say, we've got some really good marketing resources as well.
Yeah.
So reach out. There's some great animations you can use in store. There's some great animations you can use on your computers that explain a lot of the features and benefits.
Yes.
And they're available. So, you know, get in touch with the product team or get in touch with the sales team.
Yep.
And we can provide you with that to make it even easier to sell Clever Choice.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is what we want.
Yeah, that's clever.
Happily clever after.
And on that note, people, it's been a pleasure. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time for another episode of The Underlay. Thanks, boys.
Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to The Underlay. If you want to hear more, follow us on all good podcast platforms.